Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Welcome to my podcast, Unleash the Ego Within You. This podcast is aimed at encouraging you, uplifting you, and strengthening you and helping you heal. And welcome to my first episode of the year. I'm so excited to be back. It's been a while. I took a break, which I didn't realize that I wanted to take, but I'm back, and I'm so excited to be back recording my podcast. As this is the first podcast, I will be focusing on sharing my welcome back messages and just setting the tone for the year. And it is a year of transformation, you know, it is a year that I'm super excited about, but it's also a year of healing. So I've been away and most of my work has been on healing. I focused a lot on the inner child healing workshop that I do. And also just continually working in the space of therapy and continuing my work. And it's been very interesting. So welcome to Unleash the Ego Within You podcast. And it definitely feels incredible to be back with you all as we embark on this exciting journey of 2025. Whether you're a long-time listener or you're tuning in for the first time, I just want to say thank you for coming back. Thank you for being here with me. Thank you for staying put and thank you for coming back, all right? As we step into this new year, I'm filled with so much gratitude for this space. I'm filled with excitement and gratitude where we can grow, we can connect, and we can transform together. This podcast has always been about helping you tap into your own essence, your superpower, and the ego within you. And I'm so excited for what we're going to explore together this year. I promise to be consistent now this time around. I promise to, you know, consistently put stuff out there for you to engage with. Over the past year, I have taken time to reflect a lot, to grow, and to deepen my work as a therapist and a transformational coach, healing. Inner child work and personal transformations have been pivotal in my own journey. And that's why this year's theme, that's what's going to guide me from this theme this year. I'm committed to helping you soar to new heights, just like the eagle you were born to be. Okay, so why inner child work and transformation? Why? Why is it so important? Why is healing important? Why do I want to focus on healing the inner child and transformation this year? First of all, healing is the foundation of growth. Without healing, there isn't any growth. Healing is awareness. Healing is growing out of that which you were stuck in. It allows us to address the wounds, the patterns that hold us back, creating space for our authenticity and our freedom. Another reason why the inner child work is something that I want to focus on this year is because many adults' challenges that we face stems from very early on childhood, unmet, unresolved childhood pain. So connecting your inner child is one of the most profound ways to heal and reclaim your power. And the last one is transformation. True transformation isn't about a quick fix. It's about deep lasting change. And that's what I'm all about this year. It's about becoming the person that you were always meant to be, free from restraints of fear, doubt, or limiting belief. I just want to share my personal story. I mean, I've been on this journey now for a couple of years, but it was only up until last year that I realized how transformed I have been in my thoughts, in my interaction with people, my emotions. They seem to have changed, and that wouldn't have happened without healing, without my own personal therapy, without working to engage with my inner self, to understand what it is that's holding me back, understanding my limiting beliefs. And that's what's been my journey, and it's been so profound. It's been so profound, and I just want you to reflect on that, you know, reflect on this. What areas of your life are calling for healing this year? What area of your life do you feel is calling you for a deeper healing and awareness? And if your inner child could speak to you right now, what might they say to you? What might they say to you? I want you to think and reflect on these questions. And finally, the third question I have for you is, what transformation do you desire most in 2025? Journal your answers after this episode, after listening to this episode, and focus on them. You know, what areas of your lives, of your life, are calling for healing this year? And if your inner child could speak to you right now, what would they say? Finally, what transformation do you desire the most? I want you to understand that everybody is on a transformational journey. Either we are conscious about it or unconscious, but we are constantly changing. And the reason why is because we are constantly evolving. We are growing as individuals, and we are constantly evolving in different areas of our lives. So it is important to know that even if you're not conscious about your change, but that something is happening within you, and it's important for you to start focusing on it and become conscious about it. All right, I'm going to guide you now into a visualization exercise that could help you begin this journey. If you close your eyes and take a deep breath in through your mouth, in through your nose, and out through your mouth, I want you to picture yourself standing on a mountaintop, feeling the fresh air around you. In your mind, I want you to imagine yourself as an eagle, perched high, overlooking the vast landscape of your life. And from this elevated perspective, I want you to notice what stands out. What aspects of your life feels heavy or outdated? What possibilities excite you as you look towards the horizon? Now I want you to imagine yourself taking a flight. Feel the strength of your wings as you soar higher, leaving behind anything that no longer serves you. Carry your intentions, carry the intentions and the dreams that will shape your 2025. In your heart, I want you to hold that close to your heart. You can put your hand on your chest. And when you're ready, I want you to gently open your eyes. That's a guided visualization exercise that would help you begin to connect with your inner eagle. I want you to write down what you saw and what you felt during the visualization. I want you to keep this as a reminder of the vision you're stepping into this year, to remind you that there is so much on the horizon and there is so much that you have that is still within you. In the coming episodes, thank you for joining me for a quick comeback. I know this is quite short, but I wanted to have a reason to come back, and I'm happy to be back. In the coming episodes, we'll dive into more about the healing, the inner child work, and transformational strategies. Next week, we'll explore the foundations of emotional healing and how to begin addressing past wounds. Remember, every step you take, no matter how small, brings you closer to becoming the eagle within you. And this is your year to heal, to rise, and to transform. I love to hear from you. I want to know what your intentions are for 2025. So share your thoughts with me on social media. You can find me on Instagram. I'm on ugo.chijutomi. Or you can find me on LinkedIn. Those are the key places that I'm quite active. So you can find me on LinkedIn as Ugo Chijutomi. I'm also on Facebook. Not as active, but you can find me there, Ugo Chijutomi. And TikTok, I'm not very active as well, but you can always find me there. But if you want to reach out to me and you would like to respond back to you, then send me a message on either LinkedIn or Instagram. I will be there. I want to share your thoughts on social media and send me a message. I'd love to hear from you. Don't forget to tag Unleash the Eagle Within You so that we can inspire one another. And if you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, leave a message, and share it with someone who can use a little inspiration. I've been so excited holding on to coming back, and I'm super proud, super happy to be back to share this space with you. So thank you for joining me today. Until next time, keep soaring, keep believing, and keep unleashing the eagle within you. I'll see you next week. Take care now. Bye.